This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The rise of COVID-19 cases in Texas led the state's education commissioner to allow school districts to keep classes online through their first 8 weeks if they choose. That's a big chunk of the school year. Districts don't have to do that, which worries teachers. We talked to some educators who feel stuck between a deadly virus and the passion to teach in person. Education Commissioner Mike Morath's policy shift was like a bright light for some teachers, including Sarah Johnson. Despite doubting students can stay 6 feet apart from each other or wear masks all day, the veteran Dallas School District teacher welcomed the guidance of doctors.
Because it means that as soon as the medical communities in our area say that we're good, then we're able to start again, but it also doesn't try to pressure the school to fit into a date that doesn't actually reflect the reality of what the virus is doing in their area.
Erica Cole, a teacher in Denton, was more skeptical of the commissioner's announcement.
It was a way to push off the responsibility onto others.
Cole's district has moved the first day of school to August 26th and is still surveying parents about teaching online or in person. Like every teacher interviewed, Cole prefers face-to-face instruction. She and her husband both have underlying health conditions and are raising their 3-year-old daughter.
I love my job. For me, going to school, fine arts was the reason why I went. For many students, they feel the same way. There is a teacher, there is someone special to them in that school, and that's why they go. But I shouldn't have to choose between taking care of my family and taking care of my students.
Cole's family extends beyond those at home, including an adult son battling drug addiction.
One of the things that I worry about is that if I get sick, will he be able to handle the stress? Or if I die, will that cause him to start using again?
One lesson that elementary school teacher Esther Martinez says will be central to this year's curriculum: hygiene and keeping a safe distance. She's just not sure how effective those lessons will be with a class of 20 to 25 students.
If we are required to keep our kids socially distant, that means that when I'm traveling in the hallway, my line is going to be like 75 feet long. I don't know how I can keep my eyes on all of my kids if they're that spread out.
Denton teacher Shashinka Lopez says preaching hand hygiene doesn't always work.
You know, we already teach young children the importance of washing their hands and covering their mouths and their elbows when they sneeze and they cough. And we still have massive illness through the school during the flu season, for example.
In this season of the coronavirus, Dallas Advanced Placement Spanish instructor Delna Bryan worries the disease will inevitably spread, even with precautions like checking a child's temperature before boarding the bus and again before walking into school.
But what happens if that child, by lunchtime, there's an elevated temperature, they want to send that child home? Where do you find a parent at that time when most parents are at work? Is that safe? I don't think it's safe.
In this sea of concern, filled with COVID-19 icebergs, Bryan worries procedures in place that allow face-to-face instruction won't be enough to navigate around trouble. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.